episode 888, The Power in Sharing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Whoop, whoop, raise it up, raise it up. Yes, it is Friday. Happy day. It is Confession Day, and I'm so excited that you're here. You made it. Maybe you've had an extraordinary week. Maybe you had an excruciating week. Wherever it's been, guess what? It is time to let it go. We're talking about the power in sharing. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. I love Confession Day. And I love it because you just kind of can let everything go. And I think we walk around in our day-to-day doings and comings and goings, and we're a little uptight. We're wearing the bow tie, and it's choking us. And for some reason, we get the whiff of the weekend's around the corner, and we're like, yes, and we can just let it all hang out. I want that to spread into today's confession. That's the power in sharing. The power in sharing goes far beyond you. It's an extension of Christ here on earth. Yes, you heard correctly. When is the best time to share? Anytime, anywhere. As the children were growing up, I can remember telling them always, share now, share your toys. Be sweet, share. You have plenty. You've been given much. So share. It was something that would naturally come from my mouth. I think we equate sharing to children and what belongs to you, like the toys, right? But there are many more things you can share. The power in sharing. You can share toys. You can share clothes. And don't forget the candy. I'm all about those big bags of candy. And you can share. In fact, isn't it interesting when you go out in the checkout line and you have all of these different choices of candy? Have you noticed the bigger packages? What does it say on there? Share size. Isn't that interesting that we're actually using the term share in marketing? We're reminding adults, not children, we're reminding adults that it's okay to share, to give things away. There's power in that. The power in sharing extends love, kindness, encouragement, hope, prayers, and sometimes even tears. This is an action God wants us to take. The power in sharing. I was reminded of sharing this week. I'm reminded actually every single day. Our house is totally going crazy right now. We're in the middle of summer. Everybody's home from college. We're all here under one roof. I love it. It is a party happening every single day. Truly, it is. I never know what's going to happen. We have friends coming and going. It's great. But at times, it can be great chaos in a positive aspect. But, you know, hey, it's confession day, so I'm just going to let it show and let it be all out there. And I can remember a time when my youngest comes in and goes, Mom, I really don't like this. I don't want to have to share. Why do I have to share everything? And his point was that, gosh, just, you know, I want to ride what I have as mine. Why do I have to let my friend borrow it all the time? They have their own. Why do I have to share it? And so we got into a little discussion about the power in sharing. And as I was talking, it reminded me that, you know what? Sharing isn't about what belongs to us. There's power, greater power in sharing. Proverbs 3:27 says this, never walk away from someone who deserves help. Your hand is God's hand for that person. Let that sink in. When you help someone, the power in sharing has nothing to do with you. It's the extension of God. The power in sharing goes far beyond you. It's an extension of Christ here on earth. When we grow up, we lose the word sharing in our actions. It remains in our vocabulary when addressing and raising our children, but that's it. It stops there. But what happened when you got older? What's yours is yours? Is that what you're really living by? Oh, I paid for this now. It's mine. I don't have to share it. I don't know. It's something that I think we all need to kind of wrestle with. What should we be doing? How should we use the power in sharing in our lives? Because if we take time and actually adopt the power in sharing, think of the impact you would have, not just on your neighbors, but on strangers. When you go on vacation this summer, you know, the power in sharing. Maybe you're sitting on the beach and you're taking the last umbrella and you're the only one sitting underneath it. And you see this other family who would like an umbrella, but there are no more. And you run to the last one. No one else is there but you. Everybody else is in the water. So why not be an extension and say, if you want to borrow and come sit underneath the umbrella, that's fine. Or is it more of, well, I paid for it, so it's mine. The power in sharing. I think we all can learn something from that. I learned something from when I was just talking to my youngest. Like, wait a minute, this goes far beyond just the stuff in our life. Because we can stuff our stuff anywhere. But it's not about that. Sharing is more than our stuff that we tend to collect. So if you want to adopt that power in sharing, this is how you do it. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Start sharing now. How simple can that be? It is very simple. Start sharing now. In this particular Bible verse, Proverbs 3:27, there's actually two translations. I read you the Message translation. This translation is the NIV, and this is where the KISS comes from. Listen to this. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. You know me, I love take aim. Action ignites motivation to act upon. Start sharing now. It's to act upon it now, not when it's comfortable, not when you think you're going to get something out of it, not when it's going to make you feel good. Those are all easy circumstances. But that's not how God wants us to serve. That's not where the power in sharing comes from. The power in sharing comes from an extension of Him. That means what? A sacrifice. Whoa. The power in sharing is sacrifice. It's sacrificial love, sacrificial kindness, sacrificial encouragement. It's giving of yourself when you don't really want to. It's being extra patient when you have none. Think back. I mean, probably just to yesterday. When you can say, oh my goodness, I know I should have shared something. Now, I understand that not all of us have like $1 million floating in our back pocket. I get that. So for some of us, we cannot share and extend money. I'm not saying that. Did you hear me mention anything about money? But I know that's in some of your heads. And that's why you need to understand that this isn't about money. This is about Christ working through you, an extension. The power in sharing comes from Him. He's going to give you those tools, the resources that you need. And for some reason, it happens. It comes up. It shows up. And we may scratch our head and go, I didn't understand this, but it worked. And maybe we don't stop long enough to figure it out, to connect the dots. Do you remember growing up back in the olden days? When you used to buy these coloring books, oh, they were awesome. You could go to the dime store. Oh, yes. Remember the dime store? Oh, I love the dime store. When I was just a wee little thing, we lived in a really small town, and there was truly the dime store. And we would go down there. It was just a block or so from our church that my dad started, that my mom and dad started from, you know, from the ground up. And so we were allowed to walk down the street by ourselves. And that was a big thing, you know, and nowadays, we probably would cringe, right? Moms are thinking, oh my gosh, you would let your child walk. But that was back when, you know, we're not having the things go on in our world today that we did back then. And so I would walk down to the dime store, and my favorite thing was the dot-to-dot books. And you could get them. They were coloring books. And you remember, they're kind of, you would open them up, and their paper already looked old. It was kind of that grayish color. And if you push too hard with a pencil, you would go through the paper. But if you used your Crayola, oh, it was awesome. It was the best. And you wanted your new Crayolas because you wanted that point, right? The point is the power in sharing. We want to connect the dots. We want to take time to see God working through our lives and in our lives. The power in sharing is an extension of Him to whomever you're sharing with. It's far beyond you. When you wrap your head around that and you wrap your heart around that, whoa, watch out. Because talk about an ocean wave of awesomeness going to happen. It is. It's going to happen. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due when it is in your power to act. Take aim. Start sharing now. Your love. Start sharing your love now. A hug, a smile. Start sharing now your encouragement. A phone call, an old-fashioned letter by snail mail. Start sharing now your prayers. You know, the biggest, greatest gift you can give a friend, a stranger, is to pray for them every day. I've told this story before. In our church that we go to, we don't mind necessarily sitting anywhere. We will sit anywhere, but we tend to sit in the same general area every single Saturday. We actually go on a Saturday, not a Sunday. And there's this one woman who just stands out to me. And it has nothing to do with her looks or anything. I know it was God placed her on my heart. She's never said anything to me. I don't know her, but it's something that every single time we're at church, I look for her and I pray for her. And throughout the week, she'll pop in my mind. I have no idea what is going on in this woman's life, but I know God said, Christiane, it is your responsibility to share with her and pray with her. Pray for her. I don't know her. She comes in just prior to us getting there. And honestly, sometimes we get there like 2 minutes late. So it's kind of hard to go in and introduce myself. That's my problem. See, it's confession day, full confession. And then she leaves sometimes earlier, or we go out a different door, a different way. There's lots of different doors to leave our church. And so our paths don't directly cross, but you know where they do cross? Through Christ Jesus. The power in sharing. Start sharing now your love, your encouragement, your prayers. You got this because God's got this. Sharing has nothing to do with just the stuff that you have. What's yours is yours. Oh, no, it's not. God gave that to you. He gave you that opportunity to work at the job, to have the money, to then what? To share. Think how you can extend Christ today, extending Christ's hand. I mean, that just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. The power in sharing. You want help? If you would like me to come beside you, you want a complimentary coaching call with me, click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come beside you. Let's take action together. Let's find out what strategies and tools you need in your life right now in your situation. It's my gift to you. The power in sharing. It's amazing. If we all would take time and bring that back into our actions, not just our vocabulary, how we would change the world. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Have an incredible week. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.